All right, folks, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome all. Holly's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Call for acceptance of minutes and the agenda as it stands.
I'll move the agenda and the minutes as presented.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion, any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. We are fortunate to have a quorum tonight, so we've got a few things to consider. Next month is also important that we have a quorum, so if you'll please make sure you mark your calendars. The 15th of December clear, that would be great. Get our budget taken care of. Do we have any questions or comments from the public? All right, seeing none, we'll move into the to board business. Consideration of third quarter financial. Glenn.
Okay, we had a meeting with Curtis last week regarding the quarterly report, and things are looking just normal. If you've been able to look at them, I haven't looked at them since last week, but things are running as expected, is what Curtis reported. There's a few items that were running lower than expected on some of our expenses just because of the way things have panned out. Some things, I know that like in maintenance, they've had some supply line issues in trying to get things in on the regular maintenance items. Hasn't affected them too much yet, as I understand it, but hopefully they'll be able to keep up with those sorts of things to keep that going. Anything else? Any questions out there for this? Pretty straightforward. Anything you'd like to add, Curtis, to what is there? Well, by the end of the year, I think we should be in good shape still, so not planning on any surprises, of course. not thinking. We haven't had any since this quarter's ended, so we should be good. So any questions from the group? I think we're in good shape, like I say. So move on.
Do we need to accept them? Accept the report?
Yeah.
Okay. I so moved.
So moved. Second?
I second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great, thank you. All right, so the tentative budget for the coming year is from Curtis.
Awesome, thanks. Appreciate everybody for showing up tonight. always a concern making sure we have a quorum, so thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules. What you're seeing with this budget packet is basically what we talked about last month. We tweaked just ever so slightly for some insurance and some wage things that became more clear, but it really didn't change things a whole lot. Right now we're budgeting that we would have about a little bit over $200,000 excess of revenues over expenditures from operations. We're still working to nail down anticipated capital outlay. We had a meeting this last week that clarified a few things, and coming in, we'll adjust that number for the building a little bit tighter. But right now, we're still on track for being able to start construction next year. that's about the biggest variable that's left open when it comes to the budget. But we went through a lot last time. I'm more than willing to go back through and readdress the issues. You'll see the budget explanations are still there. One thing that did change is rather than bidding out for insurance, we actually got the bids back for the our actual liability and workers' comp insurance. We came in just a little bit lower than we were expecting, so that was kind of nice. And we'll make, if we have any anything that we fine tune between this tentative budget and final budget, I'll present those as differences in the next, when we come to the final, and be able to explain to the board what changed between this tentative budget and the final budget is. But it's really the same as what we presented last month. So I'm more than willing to go through each line and talk about those. And I realize some people may not have been here, but depends on what you'd like me to do.
Can we just ask a few questions?
Please.
Can you just remind us what the big capital outlays are this time?
Yeah, there is a sheet, it's labeled planned capital projects.
Page 19.
As I mentioned, we've set aside $12.5 million for construction that we anticipate happening. That's the number that we'll look to update when as we get closer into December, the first part of December, and kind of formulate a plan for what's going to happen in the upcoming year. We do have $10,000 worth of concrete. We plan on replacing the current facilities, cracked, it's creating trip hazards. We need that for OSHA standards.
Probably about a couple of feet with today's prices.
Yeah, I think it's two sections. It's about what it replaces. We're keeping it fairly minimal, just keeping the facility in state of good repair. The real big large one on there is replacing 8 fixed route buses and hopefully 2 paratransit buses. We've had a little bit of supply hiccups on those as well. Some of the chassis aren't available as they used to be. So we think they'll resolve itself before the end of the year, so we're still planning on. But the 8 buses are ordered. They're on the production schedule. They're scheduled to be here in April. Those do have federal grants lined up to pay for those. One number that we did update, we have our ITS contract that basically this is the CADI, computer automated dispatch, vehicle counters, voice enunciation for our stop announcers for the ADA stops. Really makes a huge improvement with the passenger counting. We got that under contract. We're not going to be able to do a lot this year. A lot of it's just going to be on the design side of things. And so the vast majority of the contract's going to be in this upcoming year. And that's what is reflected there. There'll be a little bit of upfront that we'll pay this year, but most of it's going to be in the next year's budget. That'll get all the capital into play. And then some contingent items for just in case things break, which they're critical ones that we can't function without a server. But that's the capital in a nutshell.
So Curtis, I have a couple of questions. I was not here last time, so
please.
Can you talk about why you think we're going to get a 66.67% increase in interest income? And would you also talk about what equipment purchases are going up 41%?
Absolutely. So the interest income is basically a function of interest rate times our cash balances. We anticipate our cash balances through the vast majority of the year are going to be higher than they were this last year, just because the money was stashed away from the new facility. I'm also a little bit hopeful that interest rates are going to come up a little bit. There's some indications that they could, and so we factored in just a slight interest rate rise. The combination of those two have the interest jumping. We were a little bit low. We're going to finish the year right around 38,000 instead of the 30,000 that we budgeted, so.
Okay.
When it comes to the equipment, we do have on page 15, we have a little bit of an explanation. We were hoping to replace some computers this year. That got stalled out just because of chip shortages. And so a lot of our computers are sliding in and needing to be replaced in this coming year. A lot of those are 6, 7, even 8 years old that we're functioning on. So that a large portion of our equipment is going towards replacing those computers that are older.
How do you rotate them? Do you purchase computers every year, I would assume?
We don't. That was one thing that we got kind of where we had a group that was coming due. And like I said, we had a fairly large group that was due last year that we didn't get replaced, and then we had an even larger group this year. So we kind of delayed some purchases. And that's kind of, this is the year that it's coming to hit us a little bit.
What percentage of the computers are you replacing?
Okay, help me out here, because it's like 70% or something like that.
Close to, yeah, it's pretty much.
It's
all but mobile. So it's, yeah, 70.
It's about 70-75% computers.
So isn't it better to sort of rotate and do like, you know, 5 a year and just do that all the time?
A lot of times we have in the past, but we got a little bit off track, and it got, we had a year where we needed to replace more back about 6-7 years ago, and it kind of stacked up on us. And we've been seeing what fails, and realistically we've been holding it down, trying to keep computers functioning. Some of us in hope that we might make it all the way until we got to the new facility and just have people with a new office, new computer, but that's not going to play itself out.
Okay.
So normally, yes, we would like to replace them a little bit more frequently, but
for the sake of trying
to make them last.
I just meant not all of them at once.
Yeah, we would like, that's why we had planned to replace a lot more of it in this year, and it just got stalled out.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Thanks.
Great question, though. Entertain any other questions, concerns, desires?
What is our action this evening? Just receiving it, or
we have to adopt it for the tentative
budget. So this is considered the tentative budget, and so. In order for us to have a budget that we can post and then publish out to the public, we need to have a formal adoption of this budget as a tentative budget. And then we'll go through the final adoption next month. There'll be a public hearing that needs to happen. And then at that same meeting, if you'd like to, you can pass a budget. Or you can choose to have another meeting. Never seen this board do that. Most people don't want to have another meeting in December. But next meeting, we'll have to have a public hearing, and we need to adopt the final budget before the end of the year. And after public.
I'm Paul James. I move that we approve the tentative budget for FY22.
Thank you, Paul. I second that. Any other questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is a board member compensation issue, resolution 2104, ULGT. Many of you may remember that Todd serves on the board for the Utah Trust, and he receives compensation for that.
And as part of that responsibility, this board needs to approve his continued payment for that. I think his term is coming due here before too long, but we need to consider and I would hope adopt this resolution. So any comments, questions about this?
This is the usual amount for this meeting?
What's that?
Like, I mean, the amount that compensation that is listed in here, you know, is like $300 per board meeting. That's just...
That's what it's been for...
It's an expensive board meeting.
Quarterly?
Yeah.
Very expensive, people.
Very expensive. Luckily, the executive committees don't get that much.
So, not hearing any questions, so can I get a motion?
I'll move resolution number 2021-04.
I'll second.
Any other questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Thank you very much. So, final bit of board business. I'm going to be resigning from the board at the end of the year. So I wanted to give the board an opportunity to select a new vice chair to assist our executive committee as we move forward over the next couple of years. I'd love to hear any nominations from anybody if you've got some done.
I'll nominate Cecilia.
I'll second that.
Yeah, you're dropping your mask,
Lily. You
say what? I'll second that, or that has already been seconded.
Anybody else?
Guess it's her.
So
popular, is running unopposed.
Is she willing to accept it?
Would you be willing to serve?
Sure. I'm looking around the room and thinking, any one of you could do this. Well,
eventually it becomes.
Well, they have to work with us. Is the problem.
It's a tough
then
time.
Then I resign.
It's not a popular thing.
All right. Well.
I move we nominate Cecilia by acclamation.
She has a motion, right?
I will second that motion.
Very good. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
If I said nay just for fun, would that be funny?
That would be perfect.
No,
you changed your mind. Just make it be you, Sean.
Congratulations, Cecilia.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to serve.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service, Craig.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And just as a reminder, Patrick moves up to the president and Cecilia becomes the vice president.
Up.
Sorry. Yeah. Laterally.
Horizontally. Craig has switching chairs.
Switching chairs, yeah. So I'll see you all in December.
So, Holly, do you get to stay past chair still?
I don't know if I'm still past. Have I passed?
You haven't passed yet, so you're still here.
Well, I just wondered because Craig would normally be the past chair. And I hope you're only leaving us because you choose to, not because somebody made you.
Yeah, no, I've got a few things I'd like to take a look at, so thank you.
Yes. Are we doing anything next month?
We're having a meeting.
Oh, you mean as far as like a social?
We did it
in July. We did a barbecue for the employees. So yep. Sorry, I spent that money already.
But as the new vice chair, I will bring a treat for everyone next month, okay?
There's motivation to show up.
That would get him going.
So Craig, are you still going to represent Hyde Park afterwards?
No, I'm leaving Warrensville.
You've done a great job.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Your support. It's been great working with everyone, especially when I, you know, you I'm sure you've all worked with a lot of organizations in your time, but I am so impressed with the way Todd and his team take care of every detail. I mean, these guys plan well ahead, look for all the opportunities, take on the challenges. I am very impressed. So thank you all for your professional approach. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
Well, with that, I don't have anything else to report on today. Todd, did you have anything?
Nope. Well, other than the land here. Actually, Board Member Gregory Shannon, had a suggestion that we get you all lanyards for when we have events such as the rodeo or things of that nature, the barbecue, for folks that may not know who you are, that we could clearly identify who you were, and you could remember who you were.
So. Will you hold on to them so we
can see? I really don't want to, but we will if you want. Yes, if you want us to hold on to them, we will. Our hope was that we could give them to you.
You've got a shoebox out in the box under
here. I'll never find it.
All right, we'll hold on to him.
We can tattoo it on your head.
I'm sorry, Sharice.
Did you give him one?
Another hook on the door.
I thought about it, but I didn't say anything.
Now we got to remember to bring them. Okay.
We can hang them from the mirrors on the buses like a little thing.
I guess if you ride the bus, you could wear one.
Sure.
It'll get you on the bus for free.
Yes.
What's that?
If you want us to hold on to it for you, we will. If you're comfortable taking it, we're okay with that too.
Then we can be, when we're no longer board members, then we can still be board members and we can slide into places without supposed to.
It might still get you access.
I don't know where it's going to get you access.
I'd like to know why Gregory Shannon looks like he's joined the Blue Man group.
Actually, he's like a Willy Wonka in this chocolate. And he's violet.
Why is it blue?
What was that?
Why are you blue?
I don't have a clue.
Just some days I feel a little blue.
Let's be blue. You enter
this meeting.
All right, okay. All right, thanks all. We'll see you on the 15th. Thank you all. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday.